Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic as we broadcast live this morning from the Tire Kingdom in Royal Palm Beach, right on State Road 7, half a mile north of Southern Boulevard. 450 State Road 7 is the address. Sergio Martinez and his entire staff here at the Tire Kingdom will make sure they take care of you if you come by before the show ends at 10 o'clock. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We discuss a handful of hot topics each and every week here on the show, and it's brought to you by our good friends at PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number three, Patrick, goes to you. Two of the all-time greats in the world of golf this week discussing Tiger Woods and his injury, his knee injury, and his swing. Lee Trevino and Gary Player. Tiger Woods may be lost to the game if he doesn't change his swing. So were the views of golfing legend Gary Player, who spoke this week at his own tournament, the Gary Player Invitational in Fancourt, South Africa, just a couple of days ago. Gary says that he feels Tiger Woods will need to modify his swing in order to ensure he has a future as the world's number one player. The current edition of Tiger's move puts far too much torque on his lower body, and it will lead to another knee surgery if not corrected, so says Gary Player. Lee Trevino said basically the same thing this week at the father-son tournament. He said Tiger must stop snapping his left leg at impact or he's going to blow it out again. Pat, do you agree? Must Tiger change his swing, and will he change his swing once he comes back?
Well, I think, you know, we've had Gary Player on a couple times, and he's absolutely one of my all-time favorite guests, but I think this is kind of stating the obvious. I think Tiger realizes, you know, that he's going to have to do something to that swing, and I think he was doing that this year to kind of prevent, you know, injuring that knee even further. He changed that swing to allow him really to be able to compete this year because, you know, as he said, the thing's been screwed up for a few years now. So I don't think you're going to see anything super drastic out of Tiger, but at the same time, I do think with this time off that he has had a chance to kind of reflect on, you know, what he's going to be doing and how he's going to have to swing at the ball. I still think Tiger can almost go left-handed, and if he worked on it long enough, he'd figure out a way to be able to beat these guys. That's how strong mentally Tiger is. So he will figure out a swing. I think he already realizes that he can't have the same swing and be able to compete long term. So he'll figure something out.
I agree with you, Pat. He will change his swing. He's already changed his swing twice already in his career. He changed his swing the first time after his victory at the 97 Masters. That very next year in 98, he started reworking his swing with Butch Harmon. And then he changed his swing and his instructor. He changed his swing again and also changed his instructor after the Tiger Slam in 2000 and 2001. He switched from Butch Harmon to Hank Haney after the Tiger Slam and then changed his swing a second time. Now, the changes that those first two times were more about playing and the width of his stance and the width of his, you know, his back
posture and stuff like that. Yeah, I agree with you.
The club as he takes it back, getting more width on it and stuff like that. And this change will be a little bit more in his lower body and the way he works, you know, the leg work and the way he, you know, he can, because on his downswing, we've seen it for a couple of years, he dips. And then at impact, he comes back up again. He snaps that front leg and brings his head level back up to where it was before the downswing. And that's how he gets all that speed and momentum. But, you said it. Gary Player, Lee Trevino, they're kind of speaking the obvious. There's no doubt he's going to have to change snapping that leg because, you know, it's already been through a number of surgeries.
Yeah, and Tiger's not a bullhead when it comes to this stuff. He'll do it. He's, like you said, he's already done it before a couple times. So
he'll do it again.
He'll do what he needs to do. All right, number four goes to you. J.P. Hayes, the golfer who recently disqualified himself at the PGA Tour qualifying tournament for playing a non-conforming golf ball, has accepted a sponsor's exemption to compete at the 2009 Crown Plaza Invitational at Colonial. Peter Ripa, Colonial Tournament Director, said Tuesday that Hayes' gesture, which cost him his PGA Tour card for 2009, speaks to, quote, everything that's right about golf, unquote. Ripa called Hayes an El Paso resident golfer you want to have in your field for the May 25th to 31st event in Fort Worth. My question to you, Russ, is this type of gesture going to ensure that J.P. Hayes will become a quote-unquote automatic sponsor exemption for as many tournaments as he wants?
We are going to see this about five or six more times, Pat. There's no doubt in my mind. J.P. Hayes, along with Eric Compton, J.P. Hayes and Eric Compton will be the two it guys for tournament directors in 2009. They'll be the two guys that when tournament directors are thinking about their four or five sponsors exemptions, you know, a couple months out of their tournament, and saying, who should we invite? J.P. Hayes, because of the gesture he made at Q School, and Eric Compton, because of the phenomenal story, you know, being a heart transplant recipient two times in his life, and coming oh so close at Q School. You know, these are going to be the two guys that we're seeing getting all these sponsors exemptions in 2009. So Colonial offering J.P. Hayes a sponsors exemption, you know, for the 09 event. I have no doubt that we're going to see this a number of more times before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, it's a shame. Non-conforming ball, you know, I understand these players get a bunch of balls from the manufacturer that sponsors them. And it's really the onus. Ultimately, it's the onus on the player to figure out what clubs, balls, everything that he's using is illegal. But at the same time, when he's given this stuff, you would think that the darn manufacturer or whatever, you know, recognizes that the guy's going to be playing with this equipment or ball and not give him something that is going to be non-conforming. Nonetheless, I agree with you. This isn't the situation like with Anthony Kim breaking his driver, you know, a few weeks ago and end up disqualifying himself from a tournament. This is a situation where a guy who was, I think, going to qualify for the PGA Tour, you know, ended up figuring out he wasn't using the right ball. No one else would have known about it, and he had to, you know, basically DQ himself. So he took himself out of a chance for the whole year to qualify for tournaments. So it is a pretty big gesture on his part. And I don't know how much weight it's going to carry with the public, but, you know, hopefully guys will start tournament directors will start looking at guys like JPAs or Eric Compton rather than John Daly when they're giving out their exams.
Amen, brother, to that. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it each and every week here on the show, discuss a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by our good friends at the PGA National Resort and Spa. Fifth and final topic, Patrick, goes to you. Peter Lonhardt, the Australian PGA Tour pro, was dishing out some tough love this week at the Australian PGA. He said the game's elite players have become too reliant on the likes of psychologists and yoga instructors and mystical gurus. He said, quote, with all these people helping you, you don't want to make players wussy. They've got to be tough and be able to do things on their own, end quote. You know, Lonhardt is obviously right about the preponderance of, you know, prep teams in the pro game. You go to any driving range at a PGA tournament, Pat, and you see these players surrounded by not just one, but two or three or four different coaches. They got a swing coach. Of course, they've got their agent, you know, and they've got a mind coach, and they've got maybe a fitness instructor, whether it's yoga or stretching or whatever. Question to you, Patrick, is does it make a player a wuss if he has an entourage of coaches and mind gurus that follow him on tour?
Listen, Russ, we all like to pretend that we can do everything ourselves and our own mind is as strong or stronger than anybody else's, and we'll figure out what problems we have and all that other kind of stuff. In a game like this where you're talking about millions and millions of dollars that can be won, my theory is if you think something or someone's going to be able to help you make an extra putt or swing a little bit better or whatever, I don't think that makes you a wuss. I think it makes you smart because you're able to utilize that to get some comfort level within yourself to play better. So whatever makes you a better player, I'm all for it. Now, me personally, would I have all these guys in my entourage? I don't think so. I'm more of a, you know, and that's probably why I'm sitting here with you instead of out playing golf. You know, I'm more of a, I'm going to be able to do this myself. You know, no one's going to tell me what to do, blah, blah, blah. But obviously this has helped a bunch of guys, or you wouldn't have it to this extent on the PGA Tour. So I think it does have its place. Again, when you're talking this kind of money, whatever guys need to make themselves feel better, to be able to concentrate better, you know, who's to argue with that? I think Lonhardt's just an old school guy who thinks, you know, it's ridiculous. But you know, I'll tell you one thing, Russ. If he found some guy that could talk to him and make him play better, Peter Lonhardt would have that guy on the range too.
Absolutely. I think Lonhardt comes off a little bit as a curmudgeon here in making these statements. Listen, you know, as far as I consider it, it's kind of live and let live, you know, whatever works for you. Case in point, Robert Allenby, who joined us on the show, you know, 1 week ago. And Robert Allenby, a very good friend of the program, has joined us a couple of times this year. Jupiter resident, lives up at Admiral's Cove. And just this past year, you know, Robert has fought a fiery temper over the years on the PGA Tour. And just this past year, he hired a lifestyle coach named Peter Crone. And Peter Crone's website says, quote, listening to Peter may seriously damage your ego and inspire unusual sensations of fun, vitality, and happiness, end quote. And it's worked. I mean, Robert Allenby just had his best year ever as a pro. He's in the top 20 in the world rankings. He finished 11th on the PGA Tour money list, $3.6 million in earnings. Now, you tell Robert Allenby that having a mind coach, it makes him a wuss. He just had his best year on tour. So as far as I'm concerned, whatever works for you, do it.
Have at it. I agree with you.
You've only got so many years on the PGA Tour to make money before you're not good enough anymore.
And you know what, Russ? These guys, real quick, these guys that aren't really good at this, that are phony balonies and just, you know, shaming, you know, what is, they get weeded out. If they're not really truly helping guys, they're not going to last.
Right. Ty Tryon had, you know, an entourage of about 8 people. And, you know, he never was able to make it on the PGA Tour. So, yeah, exactly. Good point taken, Pat. You've got to have some talent there of which the coaches can work with. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. We just concluded another award-winning edition of the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week here on the show. Discuss a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now, for the third year in a row, coming up in 2009, the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.